I think from our side, point of from our point of view, GT, like obviously you we opened up our pilot and a live stream, and it just popped off at the start of lockdown. And yeah, me personally, I've seen you grow from sort of 50, 75 viewers to 3,000, like, you know, plus 3,500 plus.
Yeah.
And it's just been amazing to see. And we're into week 9 now of lockdown, and live stream is still a thing. And I would say a few people jumped on, because obviously as DJs, we're all trying to stay relevant, but no one's been as consistent as you has, really. So it just made sense for us just to grab a little word of you, really, and just get your vibe of how you found it, and what your view is to kind of take it to the next level, and what you're going to do after lockdown as well.
So I'm saying, obviously, from we got lockdown, I said to myself, I said, I'm going to use this time to connect with online, because obviously everyone's online and everything else. And I thought, you know what? Now's a good time to connect to the audience online and see what's going on online. So jumped onto the live stream. But I used to do live stream before.
Yeah.
I've always, when I first started back DJing 3.5 years ago, I was doing live streams then on Facebook. So, and obviously we're back to lockdown. So I jumped back on it week 1, about 75 people. Week 2, picked up. But I just always said consistency is always going to win.
Yeah.
So I just kept it consistent. Even weeks when I'm tired, I don't want to do it, but I thought, you know what? Let's keep it going. It popped off. My followers went through the roof, audience, everything. And it's a feeling, to be fair. But it's also good that I've kind of connected a community together where people are in there talking, bubbling, raving. It's not even just about the numbers for me. It is about the numbers, because it also brings bigger opportunities for me. You understand?
Yeah.
Which it has done.
Yeah,
so a lot of people are knocking on my door. I wouldn't even probably come to the door before.
Yeah, of course. So
it's a great feeling right now. Obviously, the numbers have dropped, but I'm not watching the numbers no more. I'm just trying to connect now the audience. So when it comes out of lockdown, I have my event. Everyone's ready for it, and that's what they are.
I think I said to you last week. Obviously, I've been on your stream when you've had like 3,000 plus. Rio Ferdinand, Maya Jama, Kano, like Getz. I'll be here all day. Like the amount of people that have been locked on.
Yeah.
But I felt like last week was a really kind of, it was a pivotal moment where, all right, there weren't 3,000 people watching, but it seemed like there was real ravers. Like
ravers, that's it.
Yeah, people that are really into music and like your core fans who I think will end up, whether they're new followers or existing followers, they'll be the ones that will be the first to buy the ticket. When you do the first rave. So I felt like it was important to see that. And I reckon we'll see the same thing again later on today.
Just to touch on what you were just saying, like with your numbers and stuff, what you're getting on your stream, like when this is all over and you get back to playing in the clubs, do you think there's going to be a pressure on you and when people book you to still bring numbers? Is that your own pressure?
No, you know what? It's not really, because the way I look at things now, club owners, brands and things like that, they can't always rely on a DJ to pull thousands and thousands of people into a club.
Yeah.
Club owners and brands should be building up their brand where they can say, you know what, we can get X, Y, Z, but our event's still going to be popping. So it's good that you book bigger DJs, but I won't feel the pressure because I know what I'm coming to do. So regardless whether you book me, expecting me to bring the people, I'm still going to bring high energy and still going to like smash your club. Exactly that. I'm going to bring the energy. People are going to love what I do. So it is what it is.
I think everyone wins here because people that you've been loyal to and have played for the last 3-4 years, they're going to see a massive elevation now, obviously, from booking you. You obviously built a new fan base. One thing I really like, and personally, like as someone that makes a lot of music and has your support, I feel like you're giving a lot of people a platform. There's people that, like, I take it for granted. I get plays on radio. I get fairly decent plays on Spotify, but a lot of these artists don't actually have a channel.
Yeah.
And they're DMing me, saying to me, oh, bro, I heard your tune. And I'm saying, yeah, I heard yours. They probably wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't have happened before.
Yeah, it's true.
So,
it's true.
Like everyone's winning in this moment.
Yeah, it's true.
But do you feel like musically after this, obviously with what you've been playing, I think what's connecting people the most is the music, and it's like the nostalgia-ness of it. Just like there was a night when I was listening where everything you was playing was me raving 10 years ago. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
But do you feel like, because I've played in places where you played and it's majority like R&B type clubs and stuff like that. How are you then going to a club when a lot of people are going to be expecting you to play what you've been playing on your stream?
Yeah, but at the same time, I think from now moving forward, it's not so much I won't be taking them bookings, but if you as a club owner or promoter is coming to book me, you know what you're booking me for.
Yeah.
I'm not coming to play R&B and hip hop and that. It's not, that's because I've been doing this stream now for 9 weeks. I've built up this audience. They if they see me on a flyer or they see me on a lineup, they know what they're coming to hear. I'm not playing no R&B and hip hop or nothing like that. Like, nah, it's like, that's out the window. I'm sticking to my sound. I'm sticking to what I know and love.
I think a lot of people need to hear that as well, because I'd actually second that in Charlesy. Like, I think I might have even said it to you the first few weeks. You've been really strict with saying, no, this is me.
Definitely.
I'm showing you my world. We both play at the same places and I hold events, same, you know, Marbella,
yeah.
West End, all that kind of stuff. And there is always, yes, people appreciate and accept us, but there's always that pressure, whether it's the promoter, club owners, the fans want you to mix it up. And I've been really impressed. Like, there's not a moment where you've decided to like start dropping Future, Drake or anything that's not really you. You've really kept.
Nah. And even with that, when we've had the conversation before, like the little streams I've done, I can't get the energy when I play hip hop and R&B on the streams. Like, it's hard for me to, like, when it's house and the garage type sound, I'm into it straight away. Like,
yeah, definitely, definitely.
Hip hop and R&B without there being an audience, like a physical audience, I don't think you can do it anyway. And I kind of hope this is the start of like bringing back a lot more older vibes, the UK funky garage back in the clubs again.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
There's a hell of a lot of promoters that are thankful for what you lot are doing right now. Like, the UK funky as a genre has always been something that I think has been a sleeping giant for a long time. And yes, there's not a lot of new music about, but you've shown you do like what, 4-5 hours on a Saturday?
Yeah.
And you don't struggle. So I definitely think that's exciting. Like, for anyone listening, I know GT's going to be doing his first rave after lockdown, and I think that's going to be the moment where a lot of things change. I think a lot of promoters will be there. I said to you in it joking that a lot of scouts will be there.
Yeah.
And I think we will, because I've seen your streams. There's other DJs like Pioneer. What's the other guys? Super D. Yeah. Everyone's, these people ain't gone nowhere, but I feel like live streams kind of reminded everyone that everyone's here and active.
Yeah, definitely.
And I feel like there'll be a lot of those raves after.
But do you feel definitely. Like new music in that sense needs to come to carry it on or not?
Right now in this moment where like there's uncertainty, people are on furlough, people lost jobs, you kind of need that vibe for everyone to feel good, reminisce about the old times and stuff. It's also, I feel like there's a certain demographic, I could be wrong, but everyone that's on your stream I kind of know and have known for years.
So
we're a little bit older, so we appreciate a certain sound. I feel obviously to keep doing this in 3 years time, you can't just play the same tunes every week.
Of course not.
So you will need some new music, but I think just isn't it not more just a sort of a love for house music on your thing? It's not just funky, is it? Like, you play new stuff.
I run through all types of house, to be fair, whether it's like it's soulful, it's tech, it's funky. Yeah. I go through everything, but it's just the way I like flow everything together. So kind of like, you won't obviously, you notice a difference because you're a DJ or whatever, but when people are listening, it's like, yo, that's a banger. This is a banger, but it's two different genres of house. You understand me?
That's why I think it's so sick and it works.
Yeah.
Because there's no pressure. Like, it is exactly how you want to hear music in a club.
Yeah.
When you go to a club, I think there's too much of like, I need to stick to this specific genre of house or garage. And it's like, going too deep into the music, I feel like you do have to switch it up. Like, I love house, but I couldn't tell you the difference between most of the genres.
Yeah.
I know the big tune. I'll probably play one mad deep techie tune and then play the fluffiest house tune, but just house tunes, bro, and I'm playing. But I think that, like, watching your stream, you've just put that across where it just don't matter what it is, like, as long as it's a vibe.
Obviously, we spoke about a lot of positives. We get a lot of DJs that tune into the podcast. A lot of people I'm talking to are obviously complaining about their streams coming down. They're more conscious about what they play because they're worried about that side of thing. Quality of sound, like, just tell us, like, do you actually sit there, think about what you're doing, like, in terms of the technical side? Have you, you know, have you spent time, like, practicing on sort of, like, fake accounts to make sure everything's okay? Because I feel like a lot of people who are probably looking to do a live stream and are concerned about it, they're daunted about the whole idea of doing it. Like, is that something you do, or?
Yeah, like, after before every single show, I always set up, like, an hour before, use a dummy account, like, let the stream play, check the sound and everything, and then just make sure everything's fine. It's lighting and sound is the most important things when it comes to the stream. That's what I've kind of worked out, because when you log into a stream, if the sound's perfect, you're going to stay in there and listen, like, yo, this is just, because it's almost like you're listening to Spotify and that's how you want it. You want it exactly like, boom, like, this hit me properly. You don't want to be hearing echoes and people in the background and things like that. And I think that's what sometimes lets DJs down to jump on a stream and not so much you need to put thought into it, but think about what you're doing and think about how you're going to put yourself across on the screen and things like that.
And why did you choose Instagram as a platform? Why didn't you go back to Facebook?
Well, to be fair, week one, when we got the lockdown, I was on Facebook. I'd done the first Sunday on Facebook. So then I enjoyed it. I got like 100 and odd people in there on Facebook. I thought, you know what? Let me go on to the gram next week, Friday. Next week, Friday, I went on to the gram and the vibe was better.
Yeah,
the interaction, because more of my followers are on the gram and it's more of a younger audience. Facebook's more of an older audience. I kind of realized the gram popped up week two. I said, nah, that's what made me do the Friday and Saturday. I said, nah.
That's just like going to play in one club and thinking, no,
Like,
let me just go.
I'm just seeing the comments flying up the screen. Everyone's vibing, everyone's loving the tune. It's like, it was proper.
It's like, We spoke about this in previous podcasts. It's amazing to see people make the effort with the green screen, the LED screens, like some amazing settings. I watched two Dutch guys, Chris Dussie and Pronk. They were from Amsterdam. They was in some big mansion doing it for Beatport. It looks sick, but there is something organic and natural and a sense of community about the way you do it on Instagram. It kind of reminds me of the pirate radio days. I think that's what made me like connect, because even like obviously we've got a lot cooler since I've been sending you music. I didn't know you that well before that, but for me it was like you took me back 20 years to when I was listening on Pirate, and people that I knew that were listening as well and were getting shouted out, and that was what makes you engage and want you to keep listening. So I definitely think you made the right choice.
The sickest thing about that is like some of the younger listeners that are on your Instagram listening, they probably weren't even old enough to know about pirate radio. There's like the atmosphere we're getting from this is completely different to how they feel and what it's doing for them. But I just think it's it. And I love the progression of like the way your live looks. Like from the start, it was just your duty in the back.
Yeah.
Then you added some lights, then a smoke machine, and then the confetti guns. I was just like,
bro, but you got birthday champagne. Last week, there was security guard. Amazing. Obviously, like going back to the pressure for you, like keeping that looking fresh every week, especially because you do Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a task, right?
Yeah, it definitely is, man. Like, there's times when I'm on eBay or I'm on the internet looking for something to do, or I'm thinking about what can I do next week. And like, it's been we're on week eight, week nine now, and I've done something literally every single week.
Yeah,
get me leveled up. But the way I look at it, like, everyone's at home. I'm getting messages in the week, and people are saying, "Oh, I've had a rubbish week," and blah, 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 blah. Like, I can't wait to see your stream. So I'm trying to transfer my energy and the whole look out to the people that are watching to make them feel like, whoa, like I've proper felt that. I enjoyed that, you know what I mean? Rather than me just standing up there, just playing tunes. That's why you see me going through it every single week.
Yeah.
And that's the maddest thing. Like with everything that's going on, like your stream at the end of the week, it could literally make someone's week.
Yeah, exactly.
The position a lot of people in, just to know that you can look forward to this on a Friday and Saturday, we'll just put people in a happy mood. Yeah. I see you repost stuff all week, and it's like the energy of people when they're watching stuff. Like, you can't get that anywhere else. How do you get that?
Let's be real, right? You've got people on there that got kids, and right now schools are closed. So all day, every day, you're with your kid. He's on your neck.
Yeah.
Weekend, he's gone to bed, put GT on. You've got people that kind of rely on that weekend environment where they're interacting with other people, having a drink, It's been a big thing, man. It's definitely helped me, I must say. And it's actually inspired me to make more music because you're supporting me as well.
Yeah.
So it's been a big thing.
Even for me, it's like, I was always shy, like I shied away from doing a live stream. And then I kind of watched yours for a few weeks. And I thought the only way I'm going to really enjoy doing this live stream is if I build a community, like you locked in for a couple minutes or whatever. But everyone that was on there were just close friends. Like,
Your stream was good, man. I like that. When I logged in, I think, was it a Saturday you was on? Was it a Saturday?
Thursday night.
When I logged in, I liked it, man. I loved the way it looked and I could see the people that was in there. It, like you said, it's a small community. But that's all it's about, really. It's not just about doing a stream. Like, it's about doing a stream and connecting with people, let people feel like, yo, we're in this together. Because there's people on my stream who don't know nobody from Adam. Yeah. But when they're in there, they're all talking like their best friends, you know what I mean? And that's not the great feeling. And I was going to stop the Fridays last week. I said, you know what, I'm not doing no more Fridays because I'm getting kind of tired and having messages in my inbox like, nah, you can't stop the Fridays. Like, we need Fridays.
Why did you want to stop the Friday?
I was getting tired. I'll be straight with you. I feel like them artists, when they go on tour, and they've done like a 7-week tour. That's how I felt last week. I'm not even joking and all that. I come off the show on Saturday night. Sunday, I walk home and I say, you know what? I can't do this no more. Not I can't do this no more, but I had to just cut the Fridays. That's how I felt.
We're talking about mic interaction, reading the messages, making sure the stream's cool, remembering that Instagram's going to run out in an hour.
Yes.
Look at for 3 hours on a Friday, then 4 hours, 5 hours on a Saturday. It's a lot. It's a lot.
But we would go to a club. We'll spend an hour getting to the club. We'll DJ for an hour.
Yeah.
Bro, it's just the new DJ booking now, isn't it?
Like I said yesterday, I'm only going to do 8 till 10, but 5 to 10 comes and the people are screaming. Like, I thought, I can't even leave them like that.
It's been a big win as well, like for the resident DJ or local celebrity, because as someone that grew up as a resident, obviously I do Love Juice now, so I'm fortunate enough to play some cool places. But like, it's really cool to see like a homegrown, home talent DJ, and the growth has just been nuts. And the exposure you've had off the back of it, the Complex, the magazine interview, the One Extra feature, like, it kind of shows, I hope people are seeing that you don't need to be this like big, huge, you know what I mean? It's not just about that, that there's actually a lot of talent just homegrown.
Yeah, definitely.
Amongst us.
At the same time, a lot of them people would look at GT and think like, he's gone clear with this.
Their
pressures are like higher to kind of, the expectation is you. Do you get what I mean?
So it's like,
as much as what you're saying, George, makes sense, at the same time, it's also going to stop a lot of people from doing it because they're going to feel like they're not going to get anywhere near the numbers.
Because to be fair, that's like, there was probably a couple of weeks where people are just constantly sending me via WhatsApp, like people's numbers. And I'm saying, you know what? It's not about the numbers, but it's about the numbers in terms of bigger opportunities. It's not about the numbers when people are watching, like, just do your thing. Do your thing and build up your platform, build up your community. Don't watch what I got to, or don't watch what I done, because it's you focusing on me is not going to help you build bigger. You understand me? So just do your thing. You focus on what you're doing. I done what I done. You know what I mean? So
if you'd have relied on numbers, you'd have given up after week one.
Yeah,
though, right?
Definitely, man. Definitely. So. Definitely. 75 people I had on the Friday.
Bro, 75 people sounds great, boy.
There's nothing wrong with 75 people. There isn't nothing wrong with 75 people. But if I'm jumping on there and I'm seeing 75 people, I'm thinking, nah. But it's the whole, like I say, there's 50 people in your stream. If everyone's interacting and you can see that while you're DJing, that's going to keep you going.
When there was
3,600 people in my stream, I could not see what was going on.
It's true.
I come off that weekend, I think it was that weekend or the weekend after, I replied to 752 messages. 752 messages. I sat down for about 4 or 5 days. I finished at the weekend. I replied to every single person.
752.
752 messages.
You get into a club.
Hey, imagine that. Imagine that, man. Imagine that. But I've done it because I don't want people to be thinking, oh, this guy's reached a certain place and he's being funny or he's got a bit of an ego. I'm the same person I was 10 weeks ago. I'm no different. You understand me? Because my following's grown online, like, I'm still the same person. You see me on the road, I'll speak to you, pick up the phone.
Yeah.
No different, man.
I see you did... obviously, a lot of the parties that you played for before the streams and stuff like that, you've done a couple of their streams. Have you had like brands holler at you to do their live stream?
Loads, mate. Loads. I've turned down every single one of them.
Why?
Because it's.
I know what you're going to say, and I like it. Go on, carry on.
I don't like. These people are obviously hollering at me because they're trying to think, right, let's get GT on the stream to build up their brand. But at the same time, I'm focusing on building my own brand. So I'm not going to step away from what I'm doing to build your brand. And I don't want to keep pimping myself out in the sense of, right, GT's here, GT's there, GT's there, GT's there, GT's there. I don't want to do that.
A lot of people are doing that every Friday and Saturday.
They know where I am. Come and see me every Friday and Saturday. You ain't got to go to this person and see me. You know what I mean?
Are they offering you money though?
Yes. Mm. A few people have, but I'm not about the money though.
At the same time, you're saying that, like, some of these brands could give you the exposure to double your numbers the week after. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying to you is it's a case of they was calling when the numbers was flying, like, but these brands was no bigger than what I'm doing. Do you understand me? Mm. If it was a massive brand, and yeah, I'll do it 100%, but if it's just someone on the come up and like you're trying to use me to build your brand, I don't want to do that. I'd rather stay where I am.
Something I noticed yesterday, I've got a female DJ that plays for Love Juice. She jumped on a well-known shoe brand. It's got 1.6 million followers. So you would assume that their life's going to be quite active. Yeah. It might just be because it's week 9 of live streams, but it was nowhere near as that. I mean, there was like when I was watching, maybe 50 people, and it's not about the numbers, but this backs up what you're saying. Obviously, people that follow that brand have followed it because they're into shoes.
They're not necessarily into
DJing or into that sound that the DJ's going to play. So surely, if they want to work with you, then they've got to work on your channel.
Yeah, definitely, man.
That's the way I see it.
I've had a few people shout me where they said, can we do, and I've said, all right then, send me your logo or whatever. I'll put it behind me and we can do it like that. I'm not going to jump onto your page and stream from your page. I don't want to do that. If you want to work with me, then send me your logo. It goes up on the wall behind me and you'll get unlimited big ups and shout outs. We can do that. That's no problem because I'm still on my own channel.
They got to pay though, right?
Yeah, of course. It's not free.
Shit's changed.
This electric in here, man. I'm dreading the electric bill. Dreading it. I'm telling you.
Are you getting like brands send you stuff to wear or to
change? Yeah. I've had a lot of clothes sent to me, hats, like candles.
The one you're wearing, yeah?
Yeah, this one as well.
We're going to post the video. I'm going to be getting hats and chops there. Not going to lie.
You're right, man. I've seen your care package a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I've seen your care package, man. Chops on, like.
Charlesy don't pay for nothing. Don't listen to this guy.
Charlesy's all right, man. Look at him drinking McDonald's, man. We can't even get that here.
Just a quick question. Do you feel like, obviously, your vibe and your mic and stuff like that, I've seen a lot of streams. I've done a few of these, like, Q&As with some other dude, and they'd always just ask me about mic and stuff like that. Do you think you would have had the same impact if you
wasn't hosting as well?
Yeah.
Like, no, because hosting is very, very important. And like, as I said, like, the people love that they get shouted out. It's like George said, it's almost like a pirate radio session when people used to text him. I even thought one of the weeks, you know what, I'm going to get a phone and have people texting. That's what I thought to myself. But then I thought, nah, because that wouldn't work because they're going to have to come off the stream to text me and things like that. So I said, you know what, like, leave it in the comments. And that's why, without talking too much over the songs and that, that's why sometimes I like to just get through a lot of big ups because it makes people's day. Like, a couple of weeks, I was doing birthday shout-outs, so I said, DM me before 4 o'clock. And, like, I'd have, a long list of people's birthdays and think they love it, man.
That's sick, though.
They love it.
That's sick.
So I
think two things that I definitely want to know. After Boris says, hey, everyone, we're all allowed out again, is this something that you're going to continue with?
100%. 100%. Okay. I won't do it every Friday and Saturday, but I will be doing it. And I'll be doing it, popping up at different locations. I'll be on the rooftop and things. I've already thought about like what I want to do already. Even someone asked me yesterday on the stream, are you going to continue this? And I said, yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. Because as I said, even though Boris says, yeah, you can go out. Yeah, people are going to go out. But at the same time, there's still going to be people in their house.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to keep it going, man.
And you can go back and watch anyway, so.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. And then a bit of an exclusive. Obviously, we've heard a lot about the first steppers rave. Yeah. Will it be in Birmingham, your hometown, or London, or are you keeping that one quiet for now?
It's going to be in London. It's going to be in London.
London, yeah? Yeah. All right, wicked, wicked, wicked. London. Amazing.
So, and then we can bring it to Dubai, yeah?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Pitching for business.
But I'm not going to lie. I messaged you the other week when I was talking about One Extra, Mark, like on your stream.
Yeah.
And obviously, 2 weeks later, you're on the station doing a mix. But there's other people that I've spoke to, and they're on your... I don't even know if they've contacted you yet, but I've passed on details. Yeah. Not trying to take anything from you.
Yeah, no, that's cool, man. That's funny, you know, that you said that, because that day when you said about Mark, obviously, when you sent it to me, I didn't realise who you were talking about.
Yeah.
It's only until when I went on his page, and I thought, oh, no, but he's... Fair play to... He's been in the stream every week, he has, you know.
Yeah.
Mark's in there raving every single week, man.
Wicked.
Good guy, man.
That day when you said that, he contacted me, I think, a couple of days later, and then the week later I was on One Extra, which was a great feeling. It was good, man.
And do you feel like, say after this, would radio be something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
But do you not think it could take away from the live stream?
You know what? I would love to do something like a radio, but with a stream as well. I think that would be great. I think that would be great. That people would love that. People would love that. I would have loved to have done a stream the other day, but obviously due to copyright issues and things like that, you can't really do that. So
yeah. You can do that though, right?
Definitely not with the BBC, boy.
No, you're not with the BBC. No, okay. Mark said, no, not with the BBC. So
Okay. So I think, obviously, I live in London, so I'm buzzing with that. One thing I definitely know about your journey is that you have been someone that's been active in Cardiff, active in Marbella, London, Birmingham. Is it just going to be London that you do the Steppers Rave? Or
once I do the first one, then I'll just do like city pop-ups.
Okay,
small city pop-ups, because I said
people
from Cardiff, Bristol, Birmingham. There's a lot of Ipswich people and things like that in there. Like them little spots. So I'm just doing pop-ups and that after I've got this first one out of the way, and that's when I'll be doing like city pop-ups.
Because I definitely feel like that's also been super important in your community growth. And I think I actually said this on one of our previous podcasts. Because I primarily am based in London, like that's it. So I feel like I'd get London heads on my stream.
Yeah.
But where you've won is you're picking up a group from, you know, Cardiff, a group from Manchester, from where you play up there regularly, like Birmingham. And we've all come together. We're all into the same things.
Yeah, exactly.
We've all come together. And I think that's definitely been something that's been great for you. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely think a tour is definitely the one.
Yeah, 100%, man. 100%.
But if you're looking for someone to support you in that, just holler.
You're not gonna all right,
no,
man.
You're not going to play no hip-hop and R&B. So I could do a nice old school hip-hop and R&B set. Or I can host your set. Like, you've hosted mine many times. So I can return the favor when you're in.
Yeah, man, definitely. Definitely.
Sick. What I do want to ask, and maybe we come like close to the end after this, the Instagram live thing, a lot of people can just come in and out, see what's happening, see what's popping. A DJ can show their face without showing their face. There's obviously going to be like a lot of haters of what you're doing now and stuff like that. Have you had any like situations where people have kind of added you or come out in a way?
No one hasn't directly added me, but I have seen comments and all them kind of things. But I just, you know what it is? I just laugh because... people are saying what they're saying, but none of yous don't know me. None of yous don't know my journey. So some people probably think I just jumped up out of the woodwork yesterday and thought, you know what, where's this guy come from? But it's not a thing. I've been DJing literally all my life. I stopped and I got back on it. So I told you already, George, I will select a lot of DJs under the table when it comes to tunes. Like we can go for days on end. You know what I mean? It's not a thing where
I think you've shown that. Yeah, I think you've shown that.
And regardless of what people say, I just ignore it and just keep it humble. I know what I'm doing and I know what I'm chasing. So I'm just staying on my journey, staying on my path. I ain't got time to answer nothing to nobody. Or it is what it is. Always only done this because of this. It is what it is, isn't it?
I feel. I personally love all that. I'm someone that comes like, with Love Juice, we always do things where some of the bigger boys are like,
I
love all that. The moment they stop talking, that's the problem. So.
Yeah, definitely. It's true.
And love that.
I'm not losing sleep over nobody don't add value to my life. So, you know what, say what you need to say.
I'm just to close this. I'm a true believer that what you've done is a big win for a lot of people, bro. Honestly, because I think in the world I'm in anyway, it's all political. Who you're booking, agents, managers, egos, and I just think you've just kind of stuck the fingers up to all of that.
Yeah.
And from your house, you've created a massive story in 9 weeks,
which
is now obviously going to see you flourish from now. So I think it's a huge win for anyone that's like watching and listening to what you're doing. It's kind of like, I've just done it. You can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So, it's even good that you said that, because you've kind of done it in a way. What you're doing is, to me, how you would say an independent artist is doing it. Do you get what I mean? Would after this, are you going to then try and get an agent and stuff like that, or are you just going to keep it like?
No, I'm just going to just keep it independent. If you need, you know where to find me. If you need to book me or we need to speak, then send me a DM or email, and I'll most of them things I'll be able to do myself. If it's something where it's not on a big scale where I feel like I need advice and there's people I can turn to and ask for advice, but it ain't going to be a thing where I feel like, well, I need an agent, I need a manager, because, you know what I mean? Business is business. I know how to handle business.
You know what I mean? Well, you might as well let people know who you are. We ain't even introduced you, boy.
Yes, it's Continental GT, live from Birmingham City, in case you didn't know.
And where's your stream, bro? When's this bad boy stream that you do weekly? Let people know and where they can catch it.
It's at Continental_GT every Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. And you know, it's just wicked vibes, man. Big community, big energy, tunes galore.
That's it. Love now, you're committed to every Friday and Saturday.
until Barry says we're allowed back out, man, then, you know, I'll be switching between the Fridays and Saturdays. But either way, I'm going to carry on for as long as I can.
Nah, wicked killing, man. This is exciting, man. It's fresh.
Respect to you both.
Nice one, man. Thanks for passing through.
No worries, man.
Cool, bro. I'll be listening tonight anyway.